You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer, and I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Come to the site now. Check out all the good stuff we have you taken care of there for the Thanksgiving games. We have a triple header. We'll start with the Bills at the Lions. We'll get into Giants at Cowboys, and then the nightcap, Patriots at Vikings. So make sure you get your players in for those matchups. And if you're playing DFS, you can play a mini main game slate with those three games there. So good to check out. Here it's time to break down the matchups of the week. We're going to take quarterbacks and running backs today. We'll come back and look at wide receivers, tight ends, and streaming defenses on tomorrow's show there. So catch up whenever you can. Happy early Thanksgiving, and we're thankful that you're listening. And thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We're free and available to you on all platforms. This episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. All right, we will get into the quarterback rankings first. And we actually have a full slate of players. No bye weeks this week, so a little bit more in the player pool, especially if you're in a super flex league. But I do have a list of seven guys that I would start no matter what this week, unless you had one of the guys ranked above them on your list. So number one for me is Josh Allen. Great matchup against the Lions. The Lions defense has played better of late, but not a lot of offensive firepower on the teams that they've been facing. They looked at the Packers and Bears and Giants. These teams don't have nearly the weaponry the Bills have. The Lions still giving up a ton against the pass. They can be gashed against the run. So these limited offenses, the Lions can figure out. But when you have a offense that can pretty much do everything, and the Bills have started to get their running game going, Devin Singletary and James Cook. Stephon Diggs scored last week. Another good yardage game for Gabriel Davis. And Dawson Knox, really the only thing missing was Josh Allen going off against the Browns. I think it happens this week. He played there last week at Ford Field, so got his feet wet. Good matchup. No weather conditions here, so he's going to crush it. And we've seen a lot of Lions games go like that here on Thanksgiving. This one will be one of those with the road team destroying Detroit old school. Next up is Patrick Mahomes. How can you sit him? The Rams defense seems disinterested right now with Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. They got destroyed last week by Andy Dalton. So Mahomes is not going to drop any lower than two. You have Jalen Hurts. I think he can run a little bit more to get production. He did that again against the Colts. They needed him too. As the traditional running game was shut down, they couldn't really pass downfield. So Jalen Hurts at home against the Packers, that's a Sunday night game. How about Tua Tagovailoa returning for a matchup against the Texans in Miami? Another big favorite to the Dolphins are just like the Chiefs at home this week. So look at the Texans. You can run all over them, but they're also going to have fun throwing underneath to Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle against that cover two. They're going to make a lot of plays as well. So Bills and Dolphins just can put up big numbers with all their principles of this week and two of the best matchups. But in between Tagovailoa and Allen, definitely Mahomes and Hurts this week. Justin Herbert got fired up there. Josh Palmer, however you want to call him. He's the main man here with Mike Williams aggravating the ankle injury. So Keenan Allen came in and had a good game. They actually were pretty quiet with Austin Eckler and Gerald Everett in play. So if Everett returns, they're playing the Cardinals this week. The Cardinals give up a lot of points to the tight end. They just gave up four touchdown passes to Jimmy Garoppolo. This offense just as explosive. You think of Eckler being like Christian McCaffrey and Palmer kind of being like Brandon Ayuk. This team can explode. So Justin Herbert in the top five this week after he got back on track last week against the Chiefs. Joe Burrow comes in at number six. They do get the Titans. You can't run on the Titans, so high volume already for Joe Burrow. Should get Ja'Marr Chase back this week. Would not surprise me if he ended up as the highest scoring quarterback of the week. So Allen, Mahomes, Hurts, Tagovailoa, Herbert, Burrow. There's one more guy we're going to play. This is a question mark for some of you I know. Is Lamar Jackson? It is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Lamar didn't have a big game last week at all. He had the touchdown late in the game, but not much to the air, not much on the ground. I think that changes this week against the Jaguars. Mark Andrews a little bit healthier. He's settling with DeMarcus Robinson more as the number one here. I think Jackson can run pretty well on this aggressive Jaguars defense. So Lamar, stick with him. He's now a back end more QB1, but you still have to play Lamar if you've got him here. Again, you probably drafted him high. You don't have the greatest options behind him. Go there, Lamar Jackson, unless you have Tua, and then maybe you go in that direction this week at quarterback. So there you have a look at the quarterbacks that we want to get in there for sure. Let's get into rounding out my top 12 this week. Tom Brady gets the Browns this week. He looked good in the two games before the bye here. So that comeback against the Rams, did well against the Seahawks. The Browns gave up some numbers last week. I know you can gash them a little bit on the ground, but I think Brady's going to use that to throw downfield the bye week. So love Tom Brady this week. You're looking at Jimmy Garoppolo as well. I mean, Geno Smith and him, I have him even with Geno Smith. Smith at home against the Raiders, that's a great matchup there this week. He'll take advantage of it the way that Russell Wilson could. And Jimmy Garoppolo is on fire, four TDs, gets the Saints at home. The Saints defense kind of unraveling here with their secondary running game. So those are three more guys I like in the top 10. Rounding that out, Derek Carr, I have at number 11 this week. Looking at Carr, that matchup against the Seahawks, a lot of garbage time production. They have to pretty much throw to Devontae Adams. Seahawks do give up the numbers to the tight end. We talked about Foster Moreau and what he can do here as well in the middle of the field, a little bit of Mac Hollins. Again, they have two pretty good corners there in Tariq Woolen, the rookie, that'll probably contain Devontae Adams a little bit, but still, you got Mike Jackson on the other side with Mac Hollins and working the slot a little bit with Keelan Cole. So I think the Seahawks are going to get a big. The Raiders are going to have high volume in that game after Josh Jacobs is busy running early. And rounding out the top 12, Kirk Cousins, he just makes the cut here. Very disappointing. We didn't like him last week against the Cowboys. We like him a little bit better this week, but more as a high floor play, 250-2. I think he can get to that here based on the matchup. Probably TJ Hawkinson has a good chance to score in this game. And somebody else, maybe a KJ Osborne away from Justin Jefferson as the Patriots figure to key on him. So those are the quarterbacks I have there. If you're looking at QB1 in 12-team leagues, those are the guys that I like this week based on their matchups. We will get into my rest of the quarterbacks that we want to play this week on fantasy football. We'll do that, then we'll look at our running backs here, the rankings and the start set advice for that position here on a matchup Wednesday here. We will have a Thursday show. I know it's Thanksgiving. Happy early Thanksgiving. We'll come back with the wide receivers, tight ends, defense, and special teams. This episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. Now, we can all have a few things in our life that we have to sort out to do some problem solving here. And you need some guidance to get you through that. And I've recently turned to therapy, and it's really helped. It's my roadmap to figuring it out when I'm a little bit lost and I want to get back home in my head, and my operating system's a little bit off there, and therapy does wonders for me, and it'll do wonders for you there. Whether you've been in therapy personally yourself or been thinking about trying it or heard from others, there's no better way to get in it with BetterHelp Online Therapy there to help you. They're just going to be there for you with the right therapist to get you through what you need. Everyone deserves to feel their best. BetterHelp makes it easier to get started. As the world's largest therapy service, they're reaching millions of people with professionals licensed and vetted who are available 100% online. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, more accessible, and more affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't working with that therapist, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching the right therapist for you. It is time to get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/lockedon. That's BetterHelp.com/lockedon to check it out there for you. And get it this holiday season. It is a gift to yourself. Trust me. All right. We will continue the show here on Locked On Fantasy Football in a moment. Before we do that, I have to tell you that thanks again for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. It is Thanksgiving, so we're happy that you're giving us some of your time every week as we break down fantasy football for you. For your second listen today, we'd be thankful if you check out Locked On Sports today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's continue with our running backs in a moment. But first, we got to finish up our quarterbacks here with fantasy football. Jacoby Brissett, this is his last chance here to impress either the Browns or another team. He's played really well, had a big game last week against a tough Bills defense, gets the Buccaneers at home this week. So Jacoby, I think he's going to put up the numbers, especially with the GOAT and that Bucs offense putting up some numbers on the other side. Taylor Heinicke is a great streamer this week at home against the Falcons. He hasn't been doing all that much the last two games as they ran all over the Eagles and Texans, but you throw in the Falcons, I think you'll get some big plays from Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Logan Thomas, and make the day really worthwhile. Jahan Dotson also potential to get reheated as a deep threat in his second game back. Ryan Tannehill has been pretty solid with the 250-2 kind of range there, playing off the running game of Derrick Henry. The Bengals' secondary is pretty beat up. We saw very good performance there last week against Kenny Pickett, streaming worthy there on the back end. So deeper leagues, you can definitely look at Ryan Tannehill this week. My streamer special, this is a guy that is going to be available in a lot of leagues. It's Matt Ryan at home against the Steelers. Steelers secondary is a mess. I think Jonathan Taylor is going to open up some of the passing game to Michael Pittman Jr. and Paris Campbell. So I like the 215-2 potential here for Matt Ryan this week as he rounds out the quarterbacks I like. Now, Dak Prescott, we didn't mention. Again, he got a little lucky. Tony Pollard took two short passes the distance. The Giants are a tough defense. You can run on them a little bit. These are really a lot easier than pass on them. I don't see high volume for Dak Prescott. So I think you can do a little bit better. There are some higher scoring games here that I'm going to trust a little bit more. I think the Cowboys will be run heavy, so I don't see more than 200 yards really for Dak Prescott. Maybe can get that couple of TDs again here, but wouldn't surprise me if it's the Elliott and Pollard show on the ground scoring and a lot of field goals again for Brett Maher. So keep that in mind. Again, I don't expect a huge game for Dak. Probably a decent high floor play, but if you're looking for a higher ceiling this week, I would pivot away from Prescott. Justin Fields, I don't care what his injury status is. I'm not going to play him against the Jets this week. I get it. A lot of his production is running and not worried about passing, but this defense is pretty nasty overall. They can contain the pass and the run, so I'm not playing Justin Fields at all this week. I'm not looking at Daniel Jones this week. I know he put up the numbers there trailing against the Lions here to put it up and get 300 yards in that game and also had a rushing touchdown, but I don't feel it against the Cowboys. Trevor Lawrence, the Ravens defense is pretty tough. We saw them shut down the Panthers last week. Lawrence will be okay. I just don't trust him too much. I think the turnovers could rack up here and maybe only one touchdown this week. Marcus Mariota, this Commanders defense is playing a lot better. And guess who they get back this week? Chase Young. This is on the road. It's not in the dome. Mariota is a little bit run dependent for his numbers. So I don't like it, especially with no Kyle Pitts in the lineup here for Mariota. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, a tough spot. He's actually put up some numbers there thanks to Christian Watson. This is a little bit tougher matchup. I still think you play his receivers here, but I don't see a lot from Rodgers against this Philadelphia defense. The best way to attack them is on the ground, and they've shored that up a little bit with Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph adding there. You might look at the total in that Lions-Bills game and say, okay, we want to look at Jared Goff this week, but he's really not done much here of late. Struggling to get to even 200 yards passing. Not a lot of weapons beyond Amon-Ra St. Brown, so I'm not going to go there this week. I think you have to run on the Bills. I think that they'll get destroyed in that game, and not a lot of offense we'll see from Detroit. Russell Wilson, no, you can't go there. I mean, the matchup was great last week at home against the Raiders. He was terrible. We know what the Panthers did last week to Lamar Jackson, so that's not good. And don't chase the Andy Dalton points either from what we saw against the Rams. The 49ers, much tougher defense here on the road. So not going with Andy Dalton this week. I do think, however, he's a streamer coming up in weeks when the matchup is right. You can look at Andy Dalton, including Atlanta around the corner here. So again, matchup based is Andy Dalton. The San Francisco matchup is not one where you trust him. All right, let's turn our attention to our running back rankings of the week here. Austin Eckler is number one for me. The Cardinals really stink. They just got destroyed by McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell. Eckler can destroy them in the passing game. So love Austin Eckler. Jonathan Taylor, the Steelers defense, we saw got kind of worn down last week by the combination of Joe Mixon while he was healthy and Samaje Perine. So Taylor comes in at number two after another nice game. Kenneth Walker, smash spot against the Las Vegas Raiders at home. This whole Seahawks offense is going to go off this week. So love Kenneth Walker. I have him as high as number three this week. Derrick Henry will run well on the Bengals as they're the main source of offense setting up the play action. The Bengals run defense is vulnerable enough. They did give up some big yardage and multiple touchdowns to Najee Harris last week. You're looking at Nick Chubb, the Buccaneers' run defense, not what it was as we've seen domination-wise. So Nick Chubb is also getting involved in the passing game. He doesn't drop lower than six. Christian McCaffrey is 7, just with the usage and the touchdowns may be limited there against the Saints, a very familiar foe from the NFC South. Dalvin Cook here. I think they'll have to feed Dalvin. That was a mistake they made against the Cowboys. They didn't get Dalvin going early, and then it snowballed, and that was it for their offense. So I think they have to do that against the Patriots. Ramondre Stevenson, speaking of the Patriots, he's at number 9. The Vikings defense really struggled with a similar back, Tony Pollard. Speaking of Tony Pollard, he's at number 10. That's right. It doesn't matter, Ezekiel, it's back. He's a key cog in this offense, making explosive plays and getting an end zone. So he's at number 10, an RB1. Josh Jacobs, if he plays, definitely there. He's always out there as an RB1 because of the volume he gets for the Raiders. No touchdown last week. I think he might get it this week against the Seahawks. Joe Mixon, we'll see about the concussion protocol, or Samaje Perine. And look, I know the Titans are pretty tough against the run, but this is how I'm looking at it. Touchdowns and receiving game for either of those guys. The Titans can be vulnerable with that side of things with the running backs. Travis Etienne, too much volume to sit, even in a tough matchup against the Ravens. Good matchup for Damian Pierce against the Dolphins. Hopefully the game script won't totally take him out of the game, but they should get more touches to Pierce after limited production last week. Aaron Jones, don't love him, but you got to play him as an RB2. There's not much there, especially with A.J. Dillon kind of fading. Alvin Kamara, not in love with him either in San Francisco, so yikes. He's only that one big game that we saw a few weeks ago, so I don't know. Alvin Kamara, very hard to trust here. It was the Raiders matchup, so tougher defenses just not happened for Kamara. Jeff Wilson Jr., circling him here. What a good spot here for Wilson. He is a lead back. He's coming off a bye. The Texans are the worst run defense still in the NFL. So love Jeff Wilson Jr. He is getting most of the snaps there. So he's a no-brainer, must start, big game this week for Wilson as he gets shot out of a cannon there. The speed backs with some power can really give the Texans problem, and Wilson fits that bill. James Conner, the Chargers run defense is so bad. They don't really have too much else with the Kyler Murray injury here that they got to trust Conner. He did score last week in the tough matchup against the 49ers. So keep that in mind again, and he comes in. So those are your top RB1s and a few RB2s for you that you must play this week. We need to get into the RB starts and sits. We'll do that in our final segment here on Locked On Fantasy Football. So we'll get into that for you. Before we do that, we told you at the top that this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is brought to you also by LinkedIn Jobs. And really, this is the best way to get your team going here if you're a small business. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager. You want to be 100% certain that you have the access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and free. We all want to have a winning team, the right people in place, the players on the field, and LinkedIn is going to narrow that field down for you and really help. It's very easy to create a LinkedIn job. You can do it in moments. Then you just add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening question make it easier to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, that is your look at LinkedIn, and we thank them and BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. It's time to close the show here at the Matchup Wednesday Junction of the Week on Locked On Fantasy Football. So let's look at the running backs we like also based on their matchups. Devin Singletary is a strong RB2 this week, had 86 yards rushing against the Browns, the same total there as James Cook, but he did get in the end zone. Singletary, as we saw last year, November, December, that's when he put up points into January, so this running game, they should get a lead and turn it over to Singletary. Miles Sanders, hard to trust week in and week out, but I think he gets going against the Packers this week. David Montgomery is really the only bear I want to play based on volume at the Jets without Khalil Herbert. I know they have Trestan Ebner, but we saw Montgomery get the key touches there in the running and the passing game. So the volume alone, base play, you got to play him at the Jets as their best source of offense because you can't throw really on the Jets. Leonard Fournette, we'll see about the hip injury if he can play here. And I expect him to maybe be limited in practice, but him and Rashad White, great matchup against the Browns run defense. We told you how much we like Jeff Wilson Jr. Well, his cohort is also producing. It doesn't matter if it's like 60-40 or 70-30 split. Raheem Mostert should get plenty of carries as well. So I love them, and we'll talk about them in DFS on Lineup Friday, why that's an interesting combination that we can look at as well. So love that for sure with Raheem Mostert and Wilson, that tag team, kind of like Tyreek Hill and Jen Waddle, just in the backfield with a lot of speed for the Dolphins. Antonio Gibson, he's the back of choice for me for sure against the Falcons run defense. So love him. He can put together a David Montgomery-like game from last week. Looking at Latavius Murray, he's the lead back now, and he's got to carry the load here. No Melvin Gordon, no Chase Edmonds with the high ankle sprain, so I like him. Michael Carter this week against the Bears. I mean, he has to be their offense. The Bears are pretty weak against the run without Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith. So that's where the Jets are going to kind of bread their butter here, especially with Al-Quadeen Muhammad also hurting up front for the Bears. Ezekiel Elliott, trickle effect. He has good history against the Giants. He'll score and build on that, playing off Tony Pollard as the power back. Damian Harris should feed off Ramondre Stevenson. So I think I look at Elliott and Harris as being very similar players here. And Pollard and Stevenson are the upside plays, but these guys trickle down in a good matchup, can produce for sure. Elijah Mitchell, I think the 49ers are going to go up on the Saints and really run it out. So I like him, playing him behind one Christian McCaffrey this week. I think he has a good chance for 100 yards and a touchdown in that game. Now, who are the running backs I don't like? I didn't mention the Lions. Jamal Williams, I get it. He's a touchdown dependent, but really touchdown dependent. I mean, he has got three and two touchdowns of late, but that's all he does. When he doesn't score, he's not very effective. He doesn't catch too many passes. I think the Bills game script is going to take him out. We saw what happened to Nick Chubb last week, so I'm not buying in Jamal Williams. Dante Foreman, forget it. I mean, he's playing the Broncos at home. That's a brutal matchup for sure. Low scoring game. I don't want to attach myself much to the Panthers Broncos affair. And Foreman sits. The Steelers get the Colts, and their run defense not as strong without Shaquille Leonard, but they really contained the Eagles last week the traditional way. So Najee Harris, I think, gets bottled up, even if there's no Jalen Warren with a hamstring injury this week. Cordarrelle Patterson, he knew the kickoff return to really pad his numbers there against the Bears. I don't think it happens this week. The Commanders are pretty tough against the run with Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. You look at Brian Robinson on the other side, just not getting enough volume. He's really touchdown dependent. Same thing with Isaiah Pacheco. Good power back, but nothing in the passing game. Really hard to get points that way when you're not scoring in standard and half and full point PPR. Kenny Drake, I can't trust here. We'll see about Gus Edwards returning. They also involved Justice Hill quite a bit. It was very disappointing last week for Drake against the Panthers, so we're going to pause there. Now, the Rams took a running back out of the equation. It was weird because it was their best running back, Darrell Henderson Jr. Maybe they're trying to move him to a better team here, but Cam Akers, Kyron Williams, I don't know how that's going to play out. I think they're going to be well behind against the Chiefs, so pass happy here. I think Akers is a slightly better receiving back for some low upside play if you're desperate in the flex, but you can't go there this week. Kareem Hunt, Kareem Hunt is just not being used. He's kind of playing out the string here as a free agent. They couldn't move him. Nick Chubb is now being a big factor in the receiving game. And A.J. Dillon, what a disappointing season for him. After finishing as an RB2 last week, last year, he's faded badly. And part of it is the Packers are not playing with leads. And if they're not playing with leads and running in the second half quite a bit, they're not going to have a lot of points there for the rushing attack. So really concerning here against the Eagles that they'll get behind and no Dillon on the field. A lot of Aaron Jones getting the checkdowns this week. And really that's Jones' best source of production at this point, I think, in that brutal matchup. So tough, rough go for the Packers this week on the road. I love the Dolphins, however, as a counter to that at home this week against the Texans. So there you have it. There's a breakdown of your quarterback and running back matchups for Week 12, starting with Thanksgiving, getting through Monday Night Football. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. It's available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great Wednesday, and I will check you out for the little happy Thanksgiving matchup edition of our wide receiver, tight end, defense, special teams, matchups, rankings, starts, and sets.